July 1781. The summer heat and humidity are oppressive. There is no breeze. The dust and heat make it hard to breathe. The country is barren. The fields have been burned. Food is scarce for man and beast. A few miserable shelters remain. Forests spread across the hills. A few roads are little more than dusty or muddy paths, depending on the weather. We are headed south from a small, burned-out place called Bedford, down the main road, through a miserable place called Northcastle. Our days start at 2 o'clock in the morning because of the heat. Before sleep each night, we must attend to the horses, then to ourselves. Food is scarce. We forage the countryside for what we require. Sometimes we pay locals for their food. Sometimes we take it by force. And always we must remain on the lookout in case the British find us. We do not march with regular soldiers. Since leaving Rhode Island, we have marched about 15 miles southeast of Rochambeau soldiers, baggage and support wagons to provide protection for their flank. A letter from General Washington arrived. He seeks help of Lauzun's Legion to take post on the north end of York Island and to surprise the enemy at the estate of the Morris family, called Morrisania. No rest today or tomorrow will be had. We march from Bedford down the post road, passing the Hopkins Farm, a tavern and local militia headquarters near nightfall. About 20 local militiamen were our guides. Success was not ours at Morrisania and York Island. We live to fight again. Last night we camped with General Washington at a place near Valentine's Hill. He thanked the Duc de Lauzun, his officers and men, for our extraordinary zeal. Plans are to march to a place called White Plains and rejoin the army of Rochambeau.